That's an interesting area.
How? You say that. Say that word.
Well, why don't you say the word?
I say Louisville. You say Louisville.
What do you say, Mr. Diaz?
Louisville. Well,
uh-huh. Louisville. You say Louisville.
I say
the,
Louisville, too.
You say Louisville.
Thank you.
Well, I can... The locals, I think, pronounce it Louisville.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You mean the people down there, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they do.
We used to listen to the television, you know, the little TV station.
Well, now there's towns around here, around Frankfort, Indiana. There's a Galveston. It's spelled just exactly like Galveston, Texas, but it's Galveston here. And there's a Peru, exactly like Peru. But here it's pronounced Peru. And there's a town, C-H-I-L-I. They told us, well, you go to Shiloh and turn. Well, there it's just like Chile, only it's Shiloh.
Yeah, the Goethe Street in Chicago.
But the people in the area over there all call it Shiloh.
Shiloh. Mm-hmm. But we would, to look at it, we would say it was Chile. Chiloh. But boy, you would have to say Galveston and Peru. You can't say Galveston and Peru. That's around Frankfort.
I ain't talking about Peru, Indiana, or Peru, Illinois. We have this friend lives over about 20 miles. Her home is over at Forest, Indiana, which is around Frankfort. And it's Peru to her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not Peru, it's Peru.
And there's Russiaville, just like Russiaville.
As far as I'm concerned, it's Russiaville. It's Russiaville with all those people.
That must have happened in 1917 or something. when Roosevelt became less popular.
I don't know where it comes from. As long
it's
as
always been
well, we've been associated with these people since 1925, and it's Peru with them, and that's it.
Galveston.
Shiloh.
I can just finish up one or two more things on the weather. When wind's getting stronger, what do you say? It's, say, no wind at all of a sudden gets
well,
stronger.
It's calm and... Well, it gets windy, I guess.
Is there any expression you'd have for when it does get windy and the act of becoming windy, or the wind is,
I'd say, boy, the wind's really blowing, but I can't say that I'd say anything different.
You wouldn't say anything
well,
like...
I'm trying to think of some expression the guy used around town.
Well,
right off, I can't.
You wouldn't say anything like picking up or... coming
out. Oh yeah, I think a lot of them. The wind is sure picking up this afternoon.
Yeah, picking up, yeah.
How about when the opposite thing happens? When it is windy and all of a sudden, no wind.
Sure, still or quiet or...
Okay, but the act of the wind stopping is the wind's... I know, I go sailing and when this happens, this...
The wind letting up, you hear a lot of them say that. Oh, mm-hmm. The wind sure let up this afternoon.
Mm-hmm. How about when it gets real, how about when it gets cold enough at the end of the growing season to kill the crops? What do you call that?
Frosted.
Frost on the pumpkin, you usually talk about them. Yeah. That's just an expression, but no, I usually talk about having a early frost. Some
killing
of them talk
frost.
About having a killing frost is what they're looking for.
They don't ever use the expression freeze or anything. We had a freeze the other night.
Oh, I think they'd more say frost.
Frost, they talk about a frost rather than freezing.
Mm-hmm.
And usually, this early, it is just a frost, it doesn't freeze much.
Yeah. One thing we noticed actually this past winter was that, you know, Lake Michigan gets, when you get ice on it,
mm-hmm.
It was way out this winter. It was, have you ever seen it like that when you get the ice way out? Or?
No, but I remember it was a lot of it this year. We read about it in the paper quite a bit, and of course we've seen it. I've gone in Chicago lots of times before I got married. Used to go in every couple of weeks and drive along the lake, and lots of winters you could see